It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry's a 29-year veteran with Keller Williams located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
I almost said welcome back, Keller Williams. Welcome back, Terry. I have a question for you this week. I keep hearing these terms, buyer's broker, seller's broker, and then I heard this term transactional or transaction broker. What is the difference?
Oh my gosh, that's a loaded question. Okay, so you have to understand a little bit of the history. Many years ago, when I was a little girl and I started in real estate, we worked as seller's agents, which basically meant that all realtors represented the seller. Okay. It created a fiduciary relationship.
Yeah, we know that in our business because a fiduciary relationship means that you put the customer first.
Correct, and there's legal obligations. So yeah. There's this huge lawsuit that took place, a suit where the realtors were sued for representation. So for example, if a seller said, my roof is 10 years old, it would be the agent's responsibility to go out and verify that the roof was 10 years old.
Wow.
Okay, so that became a big problem. Yeah. So then they switched, like, aha, okay, we won't do that anymore. We're going to switch to buyer representation. Same thing happened. No good. Mm-hmm. You know, so they then did this new thing called transaction brokers. Now, today, state of Florida, we all work as transaction brokers. What does that mean? Okay, so you hire an agent to be your representative as a seller, and you as a potential buyer want to engage an agent to assist you in the purchase of a home. We all work as transaction agents. What does that really mean? We have an obligation to be fair, honest, disclose all known facts, accountable of funds, use skill, care, diligence in transactions, present offers in a timely manner, but there is limited confidentiality. What does that mean? For example, if I am your agent and you are the seller and you say to me, hey, Agent Terry, please don't tell anyone that I have this huge leak mm-hmm. on my roof. I've covered it up. No one will ever find it. We're good, right? No, we can't keep that confidential. Anything that would materially affect the other side has to be disclosed. So know when you're dealing with your realtor, what your broker relationship is. Again, state of Florida, we're all transaction brokers.
Okay.
We can't reveal sellers' motivations, buyers' motivations. We can,
which I don't like, by the way. I want to know.
I know. Everyone wants to know.
I want to, you know, inside track.
And that's why everyone will say, "Well, you know, I can't reveal it, or I can't tell you."
I know.
Or they'll say, "What offer did you just have? We can't reveal that."
Yeah, yeah.
Now we can if we're given permission by the seller.
Oh.
You know, but understand. Yeah. When we're dealing with these relationships, we have to honor them and respect them. Now, there's another thing called single agency, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do, for example, if I was a buyer, I can go to an agent, and this is limited. Not many realtors do this, by the way. But anyway, you can ask them to represent you in a single agency.
Yes.
Now, that brings back the fiduciary relationship, and the problem with that is multiple problems with it. Number one, if, for example, the agent works for Keller Williams and the agent now wants to show you a Keller Williams property.
Conflict of interest.
Yes. And you have to have a dual agency and transition to a non-rep. It's very, very complicated.
Yeah.
That's why we pretty much got rid of it. It does exist if you hear single agency, but it is very complicated to actually.
Well, let's say I was a billionaire and I wanted to come down to the state of Florida and get a home. You know, it seems to me that I would hire a buyer's agent.
Right.
Go down, take care of, you know, find, scout out the whole area, find me, you know, this swath of property. You know, I can, like Bill Gates did up in Wellington, right?
Right.
I don't know how he worked, but
right.
It's this kind of mental idea that I have, mental image. Well, I would think that a buyer's broker would make sense there because you need somebody who's advocating for you and who's out there looking. Now, using your leaking roof example,
right?
A buyer doesn't have to worry about that. A buyer's agent, a seller would, because he has to check to see if the seller is telling the truth.
Correct.
Buyer seems to have less responsibility there.
The buyer, then the buyer's agent, it would be then the buyer's agent responsibility to go check it all out.
Oh.
Verify the permits. There's a lot of liability then put on the agent when really everything is caused by the fault of the seller not telling the truth.
Yeah.
So that's why they did with transaction brokers to remove the liability from the agents. I mean, and when you hire an agent to help you, they're doing everything that they can that you've asked them to do. They can't reveal motivations.
I know, they can't
and
even like...
How can they tell you what it is if the other side isn't telling them what it is? So what's the difference?
Yeah, but I mean, you could wink at me, you know, you could like go, well, I can't tell you, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, if you know, I guess.
No, that never happened to me. I tell you, they stick to the rules.
Yeah,
the
absolutely.
Okay, I got another question for you. So this is actually a question asked to a journalist. It says, how do I know the seller actually received my offer? I called a listing agent the other day to find out if he presented my buyer's offer. So this is from the voice of a broker.
Right.
Right? And he said, yeah, I presented it. But this broker is saying, I don't believe him. And what angers me most is he doesn't understand why I'm upset. The buyer feels I'm inept because I have no clue what's going on with her offer. I don't know, doesn't bode well with buyers. I get blamed and my customer walks.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, when you're dealing with somebody that's unethical or not even unethical, but unprofessional, you may have this sort of thing. When you submit an offer, always ask to confirm that they've received it, follow it up with confirmation that it's been presented. Years ago, Steve, we would sit in front of the customer, even if it wasn't our customer, to go present an offer. Those days are long gone. Everything's done by email, yeah. E-signature. I mean, there has to be some trust. Obviously, this one broker doesn't feel comfortable with the agent.
Well, it used to be the code of ethics stated that they didn't have to say anything, but I think that's changed now. They have to actually say they did, have to show that they did.
Yes. The laws are actually changing.
They're going to be changed.
Being changed where they have, yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how often that happens where they say it was presented and it wasn't. There's always
I guess
stories
the idea,
out there.
The idea is if you haven't heard back, the answer has been no.
Right, but it's just unprofessional.
Yeah.
That's his bottom line. It's just unprofessional.
Right, okay. Very good. My guest, as always, is Terry Story, 29-year veteran with Keller Williams, located in Boca Raton, Florida. And she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
And don't forget, you can hear this any time of the day or night, 24/7. On your computer, you can listen to us on your phone through podcasting. But go to our website at stevepomerantz.com and sign up for our weekly update, where in your inbox, you'll get a simple email with the photos and titles and everything. Make it easy for you to decide what particular segment you want to find and you want to listen to. That's stevepomerantz.com.